News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right and mad. I'm just mad right now. I'm mad for my friend, State Representative Charlotte Meadows, who has been in the fight for school choice and improving education in Alabama for years, who won a hard-fought race in a special election with a runoff to earn the right to be in the Alabama House of Representatives so that she could take the fight that she's been having on the street for school choice into the legislative process and try to do something for this state, only to find, I believe, the teachers union helped to gerrymander her district in the recent redistricting process. You may have caught that one little thing she said in the course of her comments with me on the radio, where she said, it may be my last year in the legislature. That's because out of all the people in the legislature, out of all of the Republicans who are in the supermajority and who control the redistricting process, Representative Charlotte Meadows is the only one who has been in a lawsuit with the teachers union. She's the only one who consistently brings school choice legislation. She's the only one who has founded a charter school, who puts her money where her mouth is and acts in accordance with what she says on the political stump. And so they redrew her lines, unlike anybody else's. They redrew her lines to make her district far more Democrat, to give away a spot. Why do you do that? The only reason why you do that, the only reason why you do that, is to throw a bone to the teachers union, to make them feel better. And I'm going to tell you right now, some of you in the legislature should be ashamed of yourself for sacrificing one of your own. You're number 50 freaking in the nation, and you take the strongest advocate you've got, and you make it next to impossible for her to get reelected. When I was in the state senate, running for reelection in 2014, Charlotte Meadows drove up from Montgomery to walk around my district and knock on doors on my behalf, because I had fought for school choice. That's the kind of person she is. And those of you who handle things like State Senator McClendon and State Representative Pringle, you failed in this regard. And all of you who voted for the plan without blinking, you failed in this regard. And I hope those of you Republicans who have now been taking money from the teachers union for your campaigns, hope you're satisfied. But I'm going to tell you right now, if I have to go down there and knock on doors for my friend Charlotte Meadows, I'm going to do it, because she deserves to come back, because she is a servant of the people. And I'm mad. I'm mad because that's a person who's out there trying to do the job that she was elected to do. And the special interests got to a few of the special members of the legislature and made it very difficult for her to come back and keep doing that job. But I know Charlotte. I'll tell you right now, even if she doesn't come back to the legislature, you better believe she's going to be in the legislative race. You better believe she's a right side ruffian, because where she is does not determine who she is. And where she is does not determine what she does. And I guarantee to you, she will be walking every street in her district, regardless of if it's one that she's, you know, accustomed to, because they redrew the line so crazy for her. But that literally she'll be walking around, knocking on doors, asking for votes so she can go back and do something good, meaningful, and perhaps different for the state of Alabama. And that's important. We need more people like that. And maybe some of y'all in this audience here in North Alabama might want to go down and knock on doors for Charlotte when the time comes, because she's a winner. And I'll tell you, she's a fighter too. I'm not going to be a bit surprised to see her reelected, regardless of how those knuckleheads redrew her district. And by the way, I've got friends in the legislature. It's hard for me to get mad at them sometimes, because they are friends of mine. But but I can get situationally mad. I can still say, hey, you know what? I like you as a person. You failed in that thing, though. And a lot of you in the legislature, you failed when it comes to Charlotte Meadows. She's one of your own. You sacrificed her to the teachers union, and you know it. Don't try and say you didn't. You sacrificed her to the teachers union, and you know it. Teachers union is the thing that has dragged down this state for so many years. But I'm just going to tell you, Charlotte Meadows is a fighter. That's why she's where she is right now. And I'm proud of her. And I'm thinking as badly as the teachers union doesn't want to hear it, they may have four more years of Charlotte Meadows coming up. especially if I have something to say about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.